Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Morning, time to do some dirty work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello, hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so tell me what you guys think about this. So I went out to dinner on Friday with my boyfriend Todd, and he drove. And so we went to Cheesecake Factory down at Town Center, and then he parked across the street in the parking garage.
Okay.
So we have dinner, and we decide after we're going to walk over to Gordon Beer's for a couple drinks. And when we get back to the garage, we're walking towards his truck. And you know how, like, sometimes when you don't wash your truck, someone can write with their finger and write, wash me or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we're walking back and we get to his truck and somebody has written the word cheater in big letters on the back of his truck.
Oh, wow. And this was what night?
Friday.
Okay. Wow. So what did you say when you saw it?
I was like, is your other girlfriend around or something? And he was just like, no, I have no idea who would have done this. I guess somebody mistook my truck for their boyfriend or something.
Right, right. What kind of truck does your boyfriend drive?
It's a Nissan, like a black Nissan SUV. I don't know exactly what kind.
Okay, and is there anything on his rear window, like a sticker that says Go Hokies or any kind of vanity plate, like Stud Boy or anything? Anything that might make his car unmistakably his?
No, it's just a plain old truck.
Okay, so it is possible that someone might have just mistaken his truck for their own boyfriend then.
I mean, that's what he said, but the thing that has me really worried is that after that happened, his entire mood changed the rest of the night. Like, we were both relaxed and laughing and having a good time, and then after that, he was, like, in a bad mood the rest
okay.
of the night.
Okay, they didn't spray paint it or anything, right? They just wrote it with their finger in the dirt?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, did it look like a girl's handwriting?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think a guy would have done it. I mean, that is kind of a girl move.
You never know.
Okay. So Todd said he had no idea who would have wrote it, but then his mood changed for the rest of the night. I wonder if he's lying about not knowing who wrote that.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. So you want us to find out?
Yeah, if you can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely we can. We're going to need Todd's number, though. And I definitely need you to stay on with us when we call him, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's give old Todd a call here when we come back and see if, in addition to cheater, we can also now put liar on his resume as well.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling for Mr. Todd Park, please.
Yeah, this is Todd.
Hey, Mr. Park. Now, my name is Peter Quill. I'm the head of security for Virginia Beach Public Parking. Was your vehicle by any chance vandalized inside of one of our garages this past weekend? Because I got a note on my desk telling me we have video surveillance of someone either breaking into your car or doing some kind of damage to it. Does any of this sound familiar?
Yeah, actually. No, it wasn't broken into or anything. Someone just wrote something on the back window with their finger, I think, and that was it.
Oh, okay. Now, do you need a copy of our video surveillance for a police report?
No, there wasn't any damage or anything, so that's okay.
Okay, do you happen to know who it was who did this? Because if not, then we can email you a link to the footage.
You know what? No, I actually know who it was. It's okay.
Okay, so you already know then. I guess maybe a buddy of yours having some fun with you?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. But you definitely know who it was then, because I'm looking at the footage right now, and it actually kind of looks like a woman.
It was just an old friend.
Okay, so but you don't need our footage then?
No.
Because you know who it is.
Yes, I do, thanks.
Oh, okay.
So if you know who it was, why didn't you say that when I asked you on Friday?
Oh, snap!
Todd?
Yeah?
If you knew who it was, why didn't you say that when I asked you on Friday?
I'm sorry, who's this?
Hey, Todd? Listen, this isn't really parking security. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Nikki wanted us to call you and ask about what happened to your truck on Friday.
And you still haven't answered my question.
And what question was that exactly?
If you know who did it, like you just said you did to them, why couldn't you tell me who it was on Friday?
What? Well, I don't know who did it. Like I said, it was probably somebody who mistook my truck or somebody else.
Well, you just told us you knew exactly who it was. Like, we even asked you three times. You said yes every time.
Yeah, because I didn't want anybody getting in trouble over something that wasn't even a big deal. I'm not trying to, like, make something
okay,
out of it.
So you want to know what I think, Todd? I think you know exactly who wrote that, and I think maybe that person saw us out together, and whoever she is, I don't think she even knows you have a girlfriend. That's what I think.
Well, I mean, you can think whatever you want if you want to be paranoid, but whatever you want to do, that's fine.
It's not being paranoid, Todd. It's about the truth and you not telling me everything. Oh, my God. I mean, if there's some skank at your office that you got with, fine. Just don't lie to me about it. That's all. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do something for you that no girl would ever do. I'm going to give you a free pass. I'm going to go ahead and say if there was some other girl, I won't even get mad about it.
What?
As long as you tell me the truth right now. You have to tell me the truth and don't lie. And as long as you do that, you will get out of trouble this one time only. And I won't even say anything else about it.
Okay, so this is like a real-life get-out-of-jail-free card here, Todd. So, Nikki, you're saying if Todd tells the truth, he faces no repercussions here.
As long as he tells the truth this one time only,
oh,
no trouble.
Okay. Todd, don't answer yet. I got to play another song. I'm going to give you 3 minutes to carefully think about this before you answer. So let's play, I don't care what song, play any song.
Any song?
Any song. 3 minutes. Okay, Todd, what do you want to do here? This is up to you.
I don't know what you want me to say. I already told you I don't know who it was.
Even though you said you did. You said it was an old friend.
Are we just about done with this, like this whole thing? I've got things to do.
Well, I hope they involve your little side girlfriend, Todd, because you and me aren't going to be doing any things until you tell me the truth.
Whatever.
Okay, Todd has things to do. I can't believe a guy would give up a get-out-of-trouble-free card like that, Nikki, but as we hear a lot on Dirty Work, the unofficial motto is deny till you die.
Yeah, the problem with that is when you do that, it just makes you sound more guilty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.